Welcome to the Royal Peculiar People Christian Ministries, a place you can access the undiluted Word of God. As you listen to this message, may the Word of God uplift and transform you, equipping you to walk in His purpose. Open your heart and let His Spirit minister to you.
What is the message about? The message is just about, as a Christian, 2 Timothy 1 verse 2, verse 12, 2 Timothy 1 12. We are planning for next year already. Some of you are already planning for next year. Abi, and I will say something. It said, let us read B part. Okay, let us read from the beginning. For the which cause I also fall for these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed. Now it's the B pass I need. One to go. For I know whom I have believed, and I'm what? Persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. The man is persuaded. He's persuaded. This is when you are sure that 2026 will be good. Some people, they like cross overnight, and you should like it. That service is always interesting. There's prophecy, etc. Cross overnight will not change anybody's life. So people, that's the only time they come to church. Go and check your uncles. They don't go to church. It's only cross overnight. They just smuggle inside. So that they will say, Happy New Year. That doesn't change anybody's life. What I change is you that must first change if you want your life to change. You understand? That's the problem. People just think by somebody saying, this year, you will make it. This year, you will do this thing. Amen, amen. They are afraid. Prayer. That doesn't change your life. But there's a guy that in that service, he has prayed himself. He just wants to connect. He just wants a confirmation. The guy is hungry for the year. So if you enter 2026, you don't have any preparation, you don't have anything, and you're saying this year will be good, you are just deceiving yourself. It will be worse. It will be worse. Some people have better life this year. Some people have died this year because of lack. Life is about choice and decision. It's about your hunger, what you are believing for. This man, he has gotten to himself. He said, whom I have believed, I'm persuaded. He's persuaded. That's faith in action. A penny is persuaded. Some people just know they cannot be broke. That bad life I have, I cannot experience it again. That will be squatting around. It's not possible in my life again. That last one I did, that's the last time I was caught. Some people are always afraid. Hey, may I not just go back to my past? May God, may grace not finish. There's this way Yahoo boys usually pray now. God show grace. So may guys not the may and where they give, may not they beg. God, this one is not prayer, this is not persuasion. Do you get it? Some people are persuaded that they will have good marriage, they are sure before them, and it's not empty words. They know why they are saying it. Get yourself to that point. That's where I'm going to. That means there's something those people have done. Abi, somebody, this business cannot go down. There's a reason why they are saying that my finances will always be better. 2026, I'll be a millionaire. That statement, there are many things that a man has considered and kept in place before he can say that word. But the problem we have in this generation is confession. You understand? The guy is not doing anything. He's not planning anything. He's still stupid financially. But he just say, I'll be a millionaire. You'll be me a millionaire in Jesus' name. Amen. The pastor will say, by this time, they say, you'll be in America. Amen. Just saying like that. No. You work with the prophecy. You work with the word. And that's why Christian people that pray are very poor. And they should be poor. Because God is always working. There are plenty of scriptures in the Bible that says God is working. Jesus Christ said it. He said, my Father worketh. Enter to me to I walk. So that means God is working. You are not working. You are sleeping. Sleeping somewhere. You are not building any spiritual virtue, anything physical, anything mental. You are not building anything. But what you want is just, you are a thief. That's just what you want. Cannot render a value and you want to be rich. It's not possible. You don't upgrade your life and you want your finances to be upgraded. It's not possible. The same things you are still doing last year, it's the same thing you are doing this year. and that plan, the same thing you are not planning to change for next year, your life will be the same. I've told you life is about your own change that will not change your own life. The same bad character that don't let good people come to your life to favor you, you still have it and you still want to carry into next year, you will still be broke. No matter the prophecy, let a man of God place his hand, the two hands and his two legs on your head. It doesn't change anything. Praise the living Jesus. So he said he's persuaded. Now, 1 Corinthians 9:26. 1 Corinthians 9:26-27. I want to show you something that is very, very... I love that Apostle Paul said, but you're going to give us... You're giving me this verse before. I want the one that said, I lay good punches. Look for another translation if I can see. Okay, I think this one is okay. Give me another one if I can see. If it's not okay, I'll go to NIV. Okay. For people that know shadow boxing, shadow boxing means I want to train somebody now. For example, if shadow boxing means I'm training somebody how to punch, so I don't want to give him re-punch. I'll just like this. Can you see? You do not get very well. So I'm not punching him. I'm just practicing. Give me NIV. NIV is still the best. Say, I do not run like someone running what? Aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer punching the air. Imagine a puncher. A boxer supposed to punch who? A person and score points. For every punch on the air, there's a point. Whether you are giving that person a jab, whether you are giving that person a knockout punch, whether you are giving that person any punch. You say, when Apostle Paul is not talking, say, when I'm punching, I'm giving strategic punches. I know I'm punching. Every punch that goes out. As you say, when any step you want to take, he has calculated it. The guy, a boxer, is looking for opportunity. And there's this one they give on the body. I've forgotten the name. Body, is it body punches? Do you understand? Body jabs. You are telling me. Do you get it? But just to weaken him. Why? The reason why they are giving all those punches is so that the guy will not be doing like this. He has exposed his head. Everything he's looking for is the head. That's what our life is. You know what? This thing I'm doing, the reason why I'm having this character, the reason why I'm praying, I know I'm doing this thing, is because of this place I'm going to. You get what I'm talking about? That's the man that is not shadow boxing. If you're just doing business anyhow, you're just doing life anyhow, your spiritual life anyhow, you say you want to marry, but you don't even have, you're just doing it anyhow. You just think how you get it, you just wear one tight skirt. Do you understand? One tight skirt and one crop top, and you're now walking around like an antelope. Do you understand? And you say, I want to have a good marriage. Well, you may not find a responsible man. You find your kind. You attract your kind. And when you get that kind, don't blame it on that guy. And don't blame it on evil spirits or your village people. Why? That's what you prepared for. The same thing. You are the one that said, I want to stand before kings. So we are praying here. Oh God, bring us before kings and not mere men. I want to be before king. But they say you should dress well. You will not dress well. You now are before king. King now think you are a beggar. King now give you 1.5. It's your choice. There's a reason to the dressing of a man, to the look of a man, to the things he says, to the actions, to the skill he knows. He's trying to polish it. Why? He knows what he's looking for. That I don't want to be doing this work. I will not get opportunity. They will not give me a job. I will not say, I don't know this one. No. The guy is expecting big thing to come. That no matter what comes, I can what? That's the same thing. There's some men of God that they will call them. They'll be in a place. Oh, hey, we can just tell you, Pastor, this is around. Evangelist, this is around. Please, can you come up and give us a word? The man will say, I've not prepared. That man is not ready for greatness. Always prepared. Always prepared. Always prepared. Any opportunity as you have, if God bring opportunity, any opportunity as you have to showcase what I have been praying for, let me not miss it once. Don't be looking for second time. God, give me second chance. Yes, God can give you second, third, fourth chance. But the fact is that the people that will run faster in life, that chance that comes first, bam, they use it first. They are prepared. The supernatural will bring opportunities. The supernatural life will bring opportunities. When opportunities meet preparation, there will be a blast. Do you understand? So you are prepared, but you are just saying, God, just one opportunity. Have you seen guys saying, God, just one deal, just one deal, one major deal, God, that's what I'm praying for. You see the civil engineer saying, God, just one contract. He knows what he's saying. One contract. That's all he needs for that year sometimes. But what is it? You not get that one contract. The bridge now broke. People now died. Who will give you a job again? Forever, that opportunity you have destroyed. That's why I've seen people that will work. They say they're having a skill. They will work for people. Bricklayers, you see, they will do rubbish there. They don't know that they are destroying their own life and their own business. You see some guys, what they don't even send them, they will do. Because that one they did not tell them to do. We spoil their own work. They will rather do it. So that when somebody comes, they will say, who did this thing? Give me that business number. Some people, they are always mediocre in everything. When opportunities come, there is no preparation. So they are not going anywhere. They are not flying anywhere. The question I want to ask you today is that, what do you know? What do you know very well? What do you know very well? Some of you can twerk well, but you don't have any skill that you can do well. Some of you can gossip very well. What can you do very well that you just know that this thing, this is something I want God to bless? I've told you there, I pray for people, and God has been helping me, but there's some people I cannot pray for. You cannot come to me now to pray for you that you want to start doing hook up. So what will I say now before God? He should give you a customer. Say, God, I want to Pastor, I just think God is a merciful God, but I want to start selling you go. I can now say, God. Though I've seen pastors praying for people like, do you understand? These people are prophets. Do you understand? Me, I'm not of those kinds. But something honorable. If Father is honorable self, doesn't mean I will pray for you. What vision do you have? What vision do you have? My brother, give me Proverbs 29:18. This one will help you. KJV, anything I give me, KJV. Proverbs 29:18. KJV, I said, yes. Please, one to go, let's say it together. A. Like you are reading A, I think some of you are, you are not used to the Bible today. You don't know the meaning of A and B. It's A and B self in the Bible. When you see these two colon, when you see this colon, the first part is A, the second part is B. Do you get it? Some of you. Come along, rather. Oh yeah, let's go again. One, two, go. What is my vision for 2026? What will God bless? What's my vision? If God say, okay, blank check, ask for anything. And I will only give you if you tell me the reason. I have done that as God. I've done that as God sometimes. I am not God, but I'm just trying to act like God. I will ask some people, these things that you are complaining, that God, poverty is too much. What, how much do you need? Some people will say some big amount. Just people are greedy. They are thieves. They are just like the politicians. Politicians, they don't know what they want to do. Some of them don't know what they want to do. They just want money. The same thing, some people's life are like that. If I give you 1 million, what will you do? If I give you 1 million, what will you do with it? They will not say one thing. I start selling bag. Now ask them question. How do you want to do it? What are your customers? They don't have. They don't plan for it. They just want money. That the only thing is just money. Were you there when I was talking to a lady in my store there? That I said that she was telling me that if any man can be given how much did she say? Did she say that she this is a young girl, Say if any man can be given 300,000. That if he says stay at home, don't do anything work. This is a graduate of university. Don't work, don't do anything. If he says stay, I will do it. As far as I can just put Netflix in the house. I'm watching film. That's somebody's mentality. And that guy is, another girl is thinking of company. And that girl is using, and that girl is saying, have you eaten in Everbest before? Have you eaten in G-Mart? Have you eaten in Mr. Biggs? give me one. That's what it's boasting. It's using it to torment other men. Have you meeting? And if you go and see it, some of these companies, these places they are eating, it's a girl that has it. It's a small young girl. He is not planning to have. She's planning to boast. My man bought it for me. My man. There's a video I will have shown you. Ah! It's a shame. The guy entered. He carried the mattress. The people have broken up. You have seen the video. He carried the mattress, took it away. He said, remove your SIM card. By the time the guy removed everything inside that room, there's nothing in that room again. The one who take another thing, say, hey, that one, this one's my own. This one's my own now. So I was still saying, I was like, God. Two of you are marching on the assembly in secondary school. You have the same chances to make it. What not made you to know that because you now have Botox, you should not follow your own dream again? That all the people that are following their dreams, you will get them with that. That's how some people think. Tell me, I don't need to follow dream again. This dream already. You understand? Why? You guys were marching together. Equal opportunity. And if we will not deceive ourselves, even women have opportunity than men. You see, pity them. You give them that opportunity. And that's why men are the most frustrated people on earth. One of the reasons is because, for example, if a man comes to say, please, I want to tell you something. Why are you sad? You will not believe me. You will not believe me. And I said, do you know that sister? That sister raped him. You know, you say, oh, there. They are a liar. Do you understand? And the guy, that thing is paining the guy. So that sister raped him. Or let me say, these two sisters, they are going. He said, nobody will believe. Shut up, Jari. You don't be a man. You don't be a man, they rape you. Shut up. But let a woman come out. Do you understand? You see the woman big. You see the person he said raped him. Do you understand? You see that? You see someone is small like that. They will put that boy, they will kill the boy. Let two guys, one guy and woman, stay in front of a person asking for the same job. You say, you can do this work. Let me say, engineering work. And this guy knows it better. But they will say, it's a girl. Girl, do engineering. We give you the opportunities. But some of them don't use it well. Jesus. Sometimes I will say, God, these people have opportunities. What is your vision? You are some people are young, they don't have any vision. The only vision I want to play is that they want to play COD. They want to win. They want to have 2-star. Pame, attack it. Oh, guy, you are not fighting that very well. I'm a young man. He's here 2 hours. Playing that game. Talking to somebody somewhere else. Shoot him now. Shoot him now. Say it, Jesus. Some people do it all night to the next time. They will say they cannot do vigil, so prayer is not anything, but that one is something. I must see this guy, see the gun, carry it. Hey! It's game on. He will be shouting in the room. But when he's praying, you say, it's not about shouting, but that one you can shout. You can see people are not ready for their life. You see, when people have time to, when they are around things that waste their life, they are always energetic. They are always shouting. But when about things that will help their life, do you know now things that destroy the life is always sweet many times in the beginning. Things that will help your life sometimes not always sweet. Do you understand? It is not good. It is not easy learning work. You know, the stress that your boss, go and fetch water, go and do this thing. My own boss, I was telling some people about my own boss. If my boss get to a place when he was teaching me, when I get to the place and want to treat any dog, and that dog just give birth, and my guy is afraid, that's when he will use me as a spirit. He will know that he's collecting money. He will not remember that we are there together. But if it's danger, say, hold the head. Actually, hold this dog head that just give birth. When we are learning, this my guy can tell us anything. Hold the head. When you finish, we give you 300. He will keep 100,000. We are getting people don't know that those people make a lot of money. We come back sometimes. with 150, 200 tons in a day. If you get above that, like I get like 400, say so you try today. That's when it gives me 500. 500 is the highest money has given me. Yeah, 500 highest. There's no time I saw him as a bad person. I was happy that I could learn. But now, why? That's the thing about vision. You have seen people that will say, ah, these people are stressed. So even if it's not stress, it's stress to them because they are in their DNA. They have not recalibrated themselves. Great people embrace something. They know it's for a time. Watch out for me. Where there's no vision, people perish. I want to ask you again a rhetorical question. If you are before the Lord and God says, what do you want? And you said it, and he said, why? Can you really say something that I know is what you can actually do, that you are really planned for? That's when you are starting life. Some of you, this thing is going viral too. Money is in this thing too. Money is in this thing too. That's why you are doing it. It's not that you really know that you should do it. That is very bad. So that's why many people started a lot of things and they stopped. If you have seen someone that used to start something and stop, that person is not. If it's a man, don't marry that kind of person. He likes starting something, stopping it. The guy don't know where he's going to. He will waste his own time and waste your own life too. One day, you will think, I married the wrong person. He will say, you will be fed up with yourself and follow shy chic. So there are two things you must know as we are walking in assurance, because I want to know. I don't do anything and not plan. Plan is a proof that you have faith in what you are doing. Everything I need to plan, I actually get everything done. Why? I don't rush to do things. All of you can be doing something and people will be saying, this guy, you'll be fool. Your mates are doing this thing, you're not doing it. Follow who no road. I can follow who no road though, and I should, but I'm very sure this person doesn't know the road, but do I want to be on this road? Do you get it? Final question. For the fact that I do something doesn't mean I can do it. Some things are not meant for me. I will wait for my own time. But some of you, this person is doing this thing, let me do it. That's why many girls are selling bag. I wrote perfume oil. Praise the living Jesus. I was talking with one of our sisters yesterday. I said, how much do you need now? If you want to do something, I said, 1 million. I said, okay, I'm 1 million. So what will you do? He said, you take 800 out of that 1 million. So you start yogurt company. So you got company. I said, wow. I said, that's good. I said, how are you doing your yogurt? I said, you buy milk? I said, okay, yes, because I know how to do it a bit. So I will buy milk and I will now buy Mr. Fruit. So by the time I mix it together, that's my own yogurt. That's what you use 800 to do. Praise the living Jesus. As a leader of tomorrow. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. I've asked one sister in this church. I said, if I give you 2 million. Say, idea full my head. Say, okay. Said, I will start packaging plantain. Roasted one and package it. It's not as bad, do you understand? But the way you, anytime you can answer any question about your decision, what are you really believe in that thing? Do you get what I'm talking about? You are happy. You know, if you really know, if somebody just did this TV now, you know, they just launch it. What's the meaning of launch? Come and criticize it. What do you think is bad about it? Okay, can I do this thing? It will show you, you can do it. Can you do this? They are happy that you're asking them. I mean, this is when people are talking about what they believe in. Come and invest in this thing, it will be successful. Okay, what if you cannot do this thing? They will explain. That guy knows what he's doing. And when I see those guys, and they don't have any money, I know this guy will make it. But somebody that has 20 million in the account, and you ask him a question, doesn't know, he's lucky, that money will soon finish. That's the story of these young boys, sagging all around. You see them, they have money today. They will be broke again. They will start again. But there's some people that, they are just like this. Going up and up and up. Why? They are building more. Building more. That's why I like Igbo people. You know that business, you will see the one that is selling wire, nothing concern him is selling pots, hot plate. That wire, he knows that this one is the one I know. With that wire, I will build us in the village and build out in the city. And you will see the soup. No, Igbo people may not even know whether they have money. Men, you may not know whether they have money on their body. You will sit on their wife. Their wife will be fresh. And you sit in their soup, what they eat. The Yoruba people that may not have money, we're going to collect cloth on credit. You understand? You can go and collect loan to spray. Do you understand? Loan to spray. They will not arrest him. Say Nigeria too is owing. They are used. Nigeria too is owing. Ah! So I'm going over here. Now, there are two things you need to consider first. One is the supernatural. Supernatural. What is supernatural? A life above the natural. Job 38 verse 3. Job 38 verse 3. I'm going to say four things about this one before we go to the natural. If these two things are missing in anything you call plan, it cannot work. It's not going to be too big. Huh? Is that the verse I call for you? That's the wrong verse. Wrong scripture. I'm looking for the way I said the ordinance of heaven. Okay, give me Genesis 27 verse 28. Give me that one. Genesis 27. 28. Yes. So therefore, God will give you the what? Dews of heaven. And what? The fatness of the earth. And what? Plenty of corn and wine. Can you see this thing? The first thing God gives you is what? Heavenly things, supernatural things. The favor from God. Bible said that young man was favored with God. Then what? Man. He said what? So I'm doing business. This business, this idea, let me first carry to God. Many people have come to me that I want to start this thing. I said, have you prayed about it? I call one guy. What are you going to do this thing? That guy said, listen, everything. The only thing he did not talk about is God. It's obvious that God is not important in this plan. First, start everything with God. That's the advantage. What I usually do, I can have many ideas, but I will not start it. Once I first hear, I'll confirm it. Because neither I can know that God is with me on that matter. I'm not afraid. Even if I say challenge, I know God is with me. That is your own security. That's your insurance for anything you are doing. Please, don't not do this because you are smart. There's something called critical thinking. Critical thinking is good though, but that's very good. But for a supernatural person, sometimes God will go against critical thinking. Let me give you an example. I don't know many boys that can beat me in this church. If you want to fight, there's nobody. So I cannot use... I can beat every boy in this church. In this man of war. Praise God. Goliath. David is not as tall as I am. When he was 17 years old, let me just assume that it's my height. Goliath is standing in front of me. They said, what is the qualification they give to Saul, the king? Said he's taller than anybody in Israel. And the Bible said he's valiant, swift as eagle. Saul. Bible said Saul was shaking. Saul was shaking. He has nonsense, critical thinking. He analyzed it. You know, like to fight. I need to win battle. He himself, give himself brain. That if I fight this guy, he will kill me. He critically thought about it. We are not fighting this battle. Do you understand? He thought about it. All that time you see him, he will have killed all of them. Look at when he went to support people of Jabesh Gilead. He said he was angry. The spirit of the Lord came upon him. He said, killing animals. Say, if all of you do not gather here, I will waste you. But he saw Goliath. Because they are talking about his resume. Do you understand? They said, one of the things about him, he said, from his youth, he has been killing people. From his youth. Do you know that it's not 2 days that he's saying, come and fight me, come and fight me? It's not 2 days. Oh. It's month. Oh. Come and fight me. Stay in somebody's land to say, I give you enough time. He saw that his armor bearer is a big man. He has armor, somebody even carrying a sword for him. Give me that sword, let me kill the guy. He's so organized that he doesn't carry his sword. Another person carries his sword, another person carries his shield. And he has been killing. Nobody has fought with him that he not kill. Now David ran there with stone. This guy is talking to him. Why are you fighting our people? I come against you in the name of the Lord. That's even when he sees his face. Understand? Is it not 7 feet that they call this guy? They said his chest is about 6. You know that size of your bed? It's not mattress. It's bigger than that size. It's how broad it is. Then I thought, what critical thinking will make you fight that kind of thing? So that means that sometimes, supernaturally, God will make you do something that is may not what? Follow critical thinking. When people like Baba Adeboye was buying this redeem camp, it was not critical thinking. There will be some good land. Why are you going to that place? That bush. But the Lord's thinking is different from man's thinking. So don't be too academic. Don't be too organized that you cannot was when you hear the voice of the Lord. It's good to think, organize and plan and do all these things like with your academic knowledge. But sometimes, when the Lord speaks, that thing you are planning is inferior. I know what I'm talking about. It's inferior. That your plan, you now meet, you see the end. You now see, this is not good. Proverbs 14 verse 12. Look at this verse, Proverbs 14, 12. And this is the experience of many people's life. This thing, I believe in it. I believe in it. Whatever anybody tells me, this is what I will do. Whatever anybody tells me, this person will marry. I'm in love. This thing will work, this business will work. There is a way that cements right unto a man. Why? He has calculated it. But the end is death. That is it. That thing will not be successful. You see many filling stations close down. Why? These people think money is in filling station. They don't know there's fight for anything. You are going to fight for it. Do your research. Some rich people will not do some businesses. Oh, there's money in this thing. That, are you really sure? Have you checked by your spirit? There are two eyes. There's this eyes used to sit in. There's another spiritual eyes. Have you seen it? There's money in this thing. People have just wasted their money. I know everybody should plan to have another business. Every church will have up to 7. And that's good. But make sure that those 7, you can do 18 business. They were interviewing a man who used to go to Kenneth Hagin's ministry. He's a partner to Kenneth Hagin's ministry. The guy is a billionaire. You understand? He said billionaire or millionaire in dollars. And he said something. He said, I have never made a wrong investment in my life. So when somebody brings an investment that should do, bring a business idea I would do. He said he will stay in his room for 3 days or 7 days, fasting and praying. You understand? So that he will hear what I should go eat. Then nearly God said do it, he will do it. If God says not do it, he will not do it. He said that's how he saved. Now he has not wasted 5 naira. That's rushing mentality. Hey, there's money in this thing. Quickly invest it. All your money in this. No matter how you tell people, they will do it. Hey, yes. And they will come down. They will not be humble. The system of this world, do you think is planned to give you money? It's to take money from you. That was killing many people that are doing different things. There's money in there, but the reason why that is taking money from them is because they are not actually letting God help them. There's a favor God can put. These are the supernatural now. Favor. I've told you about favor. Go and listen to that message on favor. A favor God can put upon your business. Get that thing before you run. Before you start business, let God's favor rest upon that thing you are starting. Let God's favor rest upon it. There's no favor with it. You are just going to waste your time. Or you will struggle. Somebody can be making, have you heard, somebody will say, I got this wealth with my, with the water and my blood. With my water and blood and my sweat. That means, he got that thing, but it was actually through serious stress. And some people are doing it effortlessly. The same thing they are doing. They are doing with favor. With grace. This one, money cannot buy it. This one, you cannot plan it. You cannot plan favor. You receive it by the help of the Lord. So before you start anything, I'm making plans for 2026. What am I to do? You have the vision. This what God, let favor of God rest upon it. Let your life in favor. So anything they do prospers. Why? They don't do the wrong thing. And that one that the God approve, favor is upon it. I said something some times ago. I said a mature Christian, immature Christian say, God bless my work. But a mature Christian doesn't pray, God bless my work. He said, God, show me that thing you have blessed for me that you do. Do you get what I'm talking about? It's not everything we should do. Some people advise people, do this one too. Add this one to it. Add this one to it. The last thing they are thinking about, what if it's not work for this guy? Let me just tell you, it's not everything that work for you. Because God now expects you to do some things. But if God bless you, you now do what will work for you. There are people in this church that have done other businesses. Actually, the reason why they are doing it, this is Pastor Adia, you're here. He himself and they said we are going to take it to the next level. Next level. People are even getting one account. They got two accounts loaded with money. The only time I knew the money is when they have taken the money from them. So you have this kind of money. Do you understand? System are taking the money from them. We finished prayer meeting one day. I saw Pastor Ben humble. Just sat down there. Just looking straight. What happened to this man? I think he says 1.5 million. Your friend, 1 million. And 1.5 million. Gone. What do you understand? What we have? He was just there, humble, just there. Those times are the time you sing some songs. No matter what will come my way. You don't need that song. You see that? You don't need that song. And I know some of us are understanding better. I just say something. Did I tell you that this forest Bitcoin, I told you that God told me that I would still do it. Can you see? Many times I'll tell you I will do something. But you see me, I will not be definite. Some things I'll be definite. Something. Why? God told me that I will still do something on Bitcoin. But I know that it is not yet time. That I don't waste money. I cannot waste money on this kind of thing. I can't waste money. You get what I'm talking about? So you're always wasting. So the supernatural, let God's favor rest upon it. What do I call it? God's favor. Say God's favor. God's people can rest upon that thing. And now in scripture, there can be a light in your spirit. And you have to do this thing by the word of the Lord. The voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice of the Holy Spirit. It's another thing that you cannot buy with money that can help you and secure things you are doing. Let me tell you something. I think I've shared it here before. I shared it with some people. In those days, we have some students. And the guy came. I will always share this story to help you, how God can save you. Came to me and said he wants to give his life to Christ. I had not known he wants to use my name to go and steal. And God told me I should not give him his number. Some of you don't know that you should not give some people your number. I will have been arrested that day just by doing good. The only thing I heard was don't give him. You need it. Imagine you want to invest in a business. Say, don't do it. Do it now. Do it now. Carry that trade now. You're not saying this is magical. People like Apostle Joshua Seman, they also prayed trade for us at a time, and they also had their loss. Do you understand? But if God is leading you, you will see there's some. You will not now get to a point that you are now planning to commit suicide. I've seen friends who they are always humble when they have collected that money from them. So I feel like dying now. So why do you say that? Just say you know, I carried a trade. There's a way that cement what right unto man. I'm telling that guy, calm down this on this thing. There's a brother that is listening to me now. I said, don't do this thing. The guy went to do it. With his 20,000 that he's supposed to use to, he still put it inside for us. It almost sent him into the forest. Do you understand? Farabale. Do you understand? We that will not do some things. Not say we too will not like the money. Well, calm down. Why? Because me, I cannot take it. Me, I don't know how to waste my money must not be wasted. I don't know how some people do it though. You just said, I'm on just 3 million that I just went like that though. And you're still alive and nothing's happening to your liver. I just imagine that 3 million. The way I'll be rolling on the floor, self. So I know myself. That's why I'm not even trying that. I know what I would have done with that 3 million. But it's copy that's killing some people. You know how people, the macho feeling that people say, I'm on, this is a forest trader. Do you understand? Say, what are you doing? I'm a forest trader. I trade Bitcoin. The guy never gets anything from that place. I trade Bitcoin. I'm a forest trader. There's this particular guy. If that I say, this competition, if you are following some people, you'll be broke. There's a uncle I know. This uncle, Jesus. If you are looking at his status, you can almost commit, you can also be depressed. He said, breakfast served. Money has dropped. You show the car, you will put the signal. Don't sleep on it too. You start saying those things. You say, God, me and lend this forest. Not too long, you message just please. Can I get 2-5 for sub? Say breakfast served. Even me, wait. Me and not say breakfast is served. It's still doing that. It's inside my stomach. Fake life everywhere, but I don't let somebody deceive you. I saw one of my friends when I was in university that we finished together. I saw him play music and the guy entering the aeroplane. Do you understand? Entering the aeroplane, I said, God, my life, God, what is wrong with my life? Just as you be 4 years older than this guy, just entering an aeroplane every time, posting it, I say, Jesus, hey, carrying some things. Sometimes it's not in the aeroplane, you see him holding, driving, carrying his car key, just holding it. I was like, Jesus. I was talking to him one day, I said, oh, you don't make him. I said, yeah, guy, everything I'm packaging. So if I climb that thing, I just get down just to take the video. People can go that mile, you just climb that thing. You understand? You'll be playing Ashake. As it's going there, you're playing it. You come down again. Say, thank you. Collect his phone. That phone, you feel, can I use your car to do it? So, we are in a content creation world. And you are not depressed on someone creating content. But that fits your life. That's what I'm saying. No, your life. People have not taken their life serious. Impressing people, you see, prove that you are a baby. You are a baby. No matter how much you have BS. You understand? You are a baby. You have serious fights to fight for yourself. I think that early. Counting my money to say, if two of us go somewhere and you buy chicken, do you understand? You buy chicken and everybody is buying chicken. I am very comfortable buying meat. Do you understand? I can have money than you. I'm buying meat. If I don't want to buy chicken, I'm not. Some of you, the reason why you bought chicken is because other people bought chicken too. And you know your house. The most terrible place is university setting. Fake life there. Go and look at their house. But when they go to school, He won't know. I didn't break for dinner in Shawama. He won't know. You knew war. New war. Take away Eba. Colero. He won't know. I don't eat this in my house. Even in my house, I don't stress myself. You! Unfortunately, sometimes, two of them date themselves. I told you the experience that happened in a particular church. The guy went to church. The guy is a smoker. He doesn't want to stop smoking. And he married a girl. He said, I will act like I'm a Christian. So he married. He got home. So the guy went to take shower. Nearly he came back. He saw the wife smoking. I thought you were a good person. Now I married you. Now he's smoking. Two of them are smokers. That combination is good. They will not stress themselves. They will be loving that kind of house. God can give you favor. The voice of the Lord is very important. Deuteronomy 28 verse 23. You want to start something for the next year, let the supernatural of the Lord be upon it. He said, and the heaven that is over them is like what? Brass. And the earth under them is like iron. These are experiences of some people. I will say it and say it again. I've said it many times in this church and I'll say it again. Anytime you see me saying something over and over, I believe that very well. Hard work is not the plan of God for anybody. That word called hard is why I hate that thing. Was Adam walking in the Garden of Eden before? he was working. But when he now sinned, that work became what? Hard work. That means I can work and I should be diligent in my work. But that hardness, say I go also. I don't, do you understand? I know that me, I don't also. I better know that I don't also. Use the word diligent. Be diligent with what you are doing. You can see me even working hard than that person is doing hard work. But me, I will not say I'm doing hard work. There's a mentality that you have. He said, with your sweat, will you eat now? That means this man was working before, was not sweating. This is the experience of some people. That's why they need prayer. So they should not, like, as we are growing up, this is my friend that I had him in the university. He was my PA when I was in university, my personal assistant. And after a time, the guy started getting money. You know, he's a Yahoo boy. He was leaded. And the guy started doing Yahoo. I saw his room. Ooh, very fine. Prayer, everything is not, it doesn't take it seriously. They say nothing about prayer. So when they now marry, they will not be having sense. He's calling me now to pray for him. Say, nah, no, you need to. Don't delay it to that time. Why won't you pray? How won't you pray? Committing things into God's hand. Running with prophecy. So because of this, you must find light in the scripture. Have experiential knowledge with God. That you know that God is doing something with you. You need to unlearn many things. Unlearn many things. If you are seeing this generation, they are thinking that you are going for a deal to go and seal a deal and see a pregnant woman. That is a sign that that deal will not work in 2025. You are still eating your leg on the stone and your left leg. And I say that is a sign. That's very, very, very sad. Many superstitions believe must be removed before you enter your new year. Remove those superstitions believe that you are in a group. You have a group. That you are because you have a, what do they call that thing? I don't know the name. People call it six fingers, but because you have that thing, you will be rich. Forget that thing, Jare. That can increase your poverty self. Because I can say that's why I don't like people that have that. And you're sending people away from you. It's very funny how people just say some things. Have you seen people saying, the reason why I'm stubborn? Because I have dots in my hair. I've seen that dot in their hair. You see, that's why they are stubborn. And they are proud of it. You understand? Praise the living Jesus. But the natural ones, these are the supernatural ones. You need to take these things important. Let the favor of the Lord be upon what you do. Yet build your sensitivity to the leading of the Spirit. Let me tell you this story before I go to that natural part. A man bought a land. Real life stories. He bought a land. Somebody bought it for him. So he came to inspect the land. Have you seen in the Bible that there are about 20 cities. 20 cities given to a king by Solomon in Israel. And Solomon got there. Solomon said, this is Kabul. And that man said, this is Kabul. That this land is not fine now. Why are you giving me this kind of thing? And he left the land. He did not enter the land. The same thing happened to a man in America. He bought a land. And when he bought that land, he saw storms every year. He said, Jesus, I want to do company. The money I will now be using to level. To be, he said, I cannot buy this land. He sold the land at a cheaper rate even. A man bought that land. The man did not know anything in that land. He said he has a nudge. The Holy Spirit is pulling him. And he bought that land. Every stump that filled that land actually is good. Everything is good. That's why I bought land of gold cheaply. Let God lead you. There are opportunities. Why people are not seeing, you will see it. Common sense cannot give you that one. Critical can, that's supernatural knowing. I've seen people that just stood up and just say, I know. I just know that I should do this thing. They cannot explain it. It's always working for them. Don't. I have this nudge. It's not about that. This nudge that you just know. That you know. That my life is more than this. Do you know it's not about that? It's not about that thing. That my life is more than this. I have more potential than. People are clapping for you. Your life is okay. It's not that you are broke. Don't know that you are just hungry. It's not about that. You must preserve that thing and run with that thing. I'm not just start fired. There's something I should do. You see that guy starting another thing. Starting another thing. Just wants to do things. Not because he wants to make money. He wants to have significance in life. Every young man is running after success. But when you get that success, you now know. You can even be tiring. You want to have relevance. Now, the physical things that are natural, that are people that said they want to make it in life, they want their 2026 to be better, they want to have good life, that it must take importance. Number one is diligence. If a man is still not doing anything in this world, in this time, no skill, you don't have any skill, you don't have any job, you don't have anything, there's nothing you are doing excellently. And you see people doing things around you, you are not doing it, you are comfortable, saying, God, I'm praying. You will die without your prayer. Prayer warriors are most of them are always poor. Because after you pray, you should do something. It's in the Bible. And then after they finish praying, they do something. And they are doing that and they are praying. That's the formula. Don't just tell me you are praying. Don't just pray down 1 billion from heaven. There's no money in heaven. And the angels don't start throwing money inside upon this pocket. There are mission for salvation. God can do anything. Do you understand? But there is a way God does his things. God rewards your diligence. Is that diligence that will make somebody refer you? Do you know when I was in university? Pastor Ben was part of my client when I was in university in Lautech. I never posted anything that for anything called this number. I work for just one person. Is that one person that told the other person? Before I finished school, I will work for close to more than 20 people. I did not tell one person. I just went for one person that told one person that told one person. Have good job. Have you seen power? One of the things about power is this. Have you seen rich men calling, telling a guy that, my car, come and fix my car. I'm in this place now. Come and fix my car. It just broke down now. And that man said, I'm coming. I'm seeing the rich man that doesn't respect anybody. Calling the guy. Where are you now? The guy said, I'm trying to look for bike. I don't have money. I will pay. Do you understand? That guy has power. Why? Because he knows if that guy did not come, no matter how rich you are not going anywhere. Why? That's the power of what you know how to do very well. All this one, I just know small. Hey, this one, I know small. 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 You will see it. One day, you will not be brought. Now, okay, are you into this thing? Come there. Yeah, I do this one. I don't know it to this point. That is common in our generation. Have big people. A pastor came to me when I was in 100 level. He said, have you finished reading the Bible? I said, yes. He said, me, I'm a pastor. And I've been a pastor for a long time. I've not finished reading the Bible. And I don't see a need to read the Bible. Why? To finish reading the Bible, I don't need it. If God can just open my eyes to what I need. I think this man. The coward. Excellence. Why people that are sons as a lawyer, still reading? These guys are hungry. Professors. People in different fields, they still want to do something. They still want to learn more. They want to invent more. What hunger, diligence. What will make a young man be sleeping for 11 hours? 11 hours. What did you do throughout this day? I did not do anything. You see young men walking around, going to the gym. They are in the gym from morning to night. You can't be in the gym from morning to night. Even Jim Mike is not doing that. He's acting. Stay fit. Go to your gym. Carry this thing. But every day, just because you want your body to look like the Hulk. No. And on the sister's nigga, they call him. It's in his body itself. It's not there again. Focus on your mind. Do you understand? Diligence, your mind. Some of you have started some things, you have stopped it. Why do you stop it? People like what you are doing. You have customers, but you stopped it. The reason why you stop it, oh, it's stressful. It's stressful. That's why I stopped it. Excuse giving. You are not among people that will do big things. Go and check that. Networking. What did I say? Ability to network. I've been saying people, me, I don't have anybody in my life who is proud about it. One, the only person that rewards your value is human beings. You don't know how to market yourself. You don't know how to connect to some people. I have these gifts, but people are not seeing it. There's that guy, doesn't know up to me, or he knows like me. Let us meet. I'm doing this thing too. Some people don't know what you know how to do. They don't even know. I'm doing this thing, I'm doing this thing. If you go to Ireland, go to this, even prostitutes, we advertise themselves. You are doing something good. You cannot advertise yourself. Some of you are here. We don't know what you are doing. We don't know what you are selling. Have you seen a person that is saying, I'm a fashion designer, but look like a joke? When you cannot look good, how will I not say you sew my clothes? You see, they are my hairdresser. The hair is smelling. Looking tattered. Save yourself. Even me cannot patronize. Do you get what I'm talking about? I've seen people that are selling cars. They like driving cars. You don't like it. Networking. Network with people. Network with people. Build excellence. What meaning of excellence? Let it be that you want to get to a point that there's nothing they need in this service I'm rendering that I cannot offer. You understand? I cannot offer. I remember at the time somebody was telling me what the person asked in the store. He said, do you have this thing? I don't have it. I said, yes. He said, yes. It's coming next week. Because of that person, I went to order it. Be happy to understand that you can render your service with excellence. It's not that it's not available. Everything is not available. It's not available. And you don't have excellent service. Excellent service. Let it be a finishing touch when you do something that you yourself you know is a finish. People can say the reason you will see people will see other people, they will not even think about them. The guy that is doing for me, that one knows it well. Have you seen barbers that have made people bad? Do you understand? That have made people bad. This is where they will be shifting. Do you understand? Now when they start their own shaping, they will be saying sorry. I told one guy, in my life as a pastor, I have not done tattoo. It's not you that will do it for me. Do you understand? It's not you that will do it for me. Cutting my body like I said, yes, I know I beat you. I beat you in secondary school. Are you revenging? Cutting my body. Blood. Let me say, and the other one, will I call him again? I told you, maybe don't stop cutting me or else I will not call you again. Excellence. There are barbers that will cut you. We don't even know. Don't even know. Put excellence in what you are doing. Have you seen children? Children doctors in abroad. Is it pediatrics or what do you call this one? Hey! Those children will be laughing when they have already put something to their body. But some doctors, they will need four people. Do you understand? Four people. One will hold the neck of that child. One will press in it. The child will be crying. And at the end, they'll still give that child injection on the thing. That's why the child is not working again. So this is photo. I met a guy. I said, what is your dream? He said, I want to be as great as, what is this guy man that time, that medical doctor? Ben Carson. I said, really? The guy sleeps like... Then I said, let me ask you a question. I'm not a medical doctor. But at least I asked some questions. I asked him just four questions. The guy did not know it. I said, 200 level. How you know a person is passionate about something? He has not even gotten that point, but the guy is learning. I said, what is the meaning? I said, when you see a doctor or nurse inject, they withdraw the syringe like this. They call it aspirate. Why are they doing that aspiration? It dawned on him. It dawned on him. He doesn't know enough as that aspirate. Like, what aspirate? Is that aspirin? Do you understand? I asked another one. You know that as a animal doctor, our terminologies may be very... I thought, what's the meaning of rigor mortis? I asked this one, anorexia. And I asked the simple one. I said, what is fever? Do you know many of you don't even know? Fever means something shaking. This is a medical, this person, I say, want to be a banker. Now after you now see them, they say, I have crossed anatomy. You will cross, why? There's no passion. You don't have passion for this thing. Some of them, how somebody cross for medicine to management courses? Pastor Ben, does it happen in Lautech? You just see them. They're already in, doing accounting. From medicine. Thank God. Because the havoc that guy will cause in medical world. Always afraid because they know it. No, there's a confidence you know when you have when you know that you know something very well. So don't worry. There's a way some people will talk to you, you know that this person, I don't know whether this guy is truly sure, but the way he's talking, I think he knows what he's doing. So don't worry. You have this. But in 3 hours' time, I'm gonna do something on you. I'm gonna remove this, do this, put it, fix this, it will be okay. You say I'm not sure he knows it, I don't know this guy before, but I think he knows what he's saying. Excellence. And a skill, if you don't have this generation, you are not really going far. It's communication. What do I call it? Communication. There's a way you sell yourself. You communicate. Do you understand? You say that thing. Myself and my younger brother went somewhere and were in front of a doctor. The guy exposed where he's working for. He said, in fact, we just did a surgery. He has caught something, should not caught in that person. And he's saying, like, this didn't happen. You don't even know do you understand? Whether I'm to bring somebody. Communication. Possibly that happened. You see them. Do you know that there are places in America that are very dirty and rough? Those guys communicate. They want people to see the good part about them. Go on Google Nigeria, you see what we see. Google Lagos. There are beautiful places in Lagos. You see what you see. We don't have to communicate ourselves well. There's nothing bad that you are still growing. But you understand? Focus on the good things. Communicate yourself well. Speak good things about yourself. And that's why it's good. If you do not even know anything, you don't know maths, you don't know anything, it's a good way to say no English to an extent. Good. Now I just by side. Be loyal to relationships. God will bring relationships to you supernaturally. Be loyal to genuine relationship. Don't be the one that is backstabbing people, stealing your friend's money, spoiling your friend that's helping you. Or you are proud, you don't like to relate with other people. And I will give you this warning. Let me just tell you that rejoice with those that rejoice, mourn with those that mourn. That thing is a law. You know, it's easy to mourn with people that mourn. Somebody's father died. Somebody's friend died. You can start crying. Oh, sorry. But to rejoice with people that rejoice, hard for many people. This guy bought car. Your friend bought car. And that's the reason why you're thinking. That's the reason why you're not praying 3 days. 3 days fasting and prayer. That fasting and prayer is on bitterness. It's because you're a bad person. It's not because of this. Why didn't you pray before? Your friend now bought something. That's why you're not praying. The guy now say the car is knocked. You're now saying, ah. That's what you're happy for before. That you just want people to be at your level or people to not pass you. If you are the one that is passing them, you're happy. But if people can just do something that you don't have not done, you're not happy. That's a bad spirit. I've not seen anybody like that actually rise. Be happy with people that are making it around you. When God sees that at you, you have your own. I've been seeing some people that are barren. And yet they still beat up children. They are like witches in the community. Understand? Oh, Lomo, Ofekwamoje. God should not give you money. God should not give you shade. Praise the living Jesus. Be happy with people's progress. Now, take counsel. Proverbs 11:14. Take counsel. Where there is no counsel, where no counsel is, the people fall. People make mistake. That's mentality that you don't need anybody. And it's a common saying. I don't need anybody. It's common among girls. Unfortunately, some guys too are like that. You know you need somebody. You know. Deep down, you know. Everybody needs somebody. You don't need everybody, but you need somebody. You need some people in your life. But in the multitude of counselors, there's what? Safety. No counselor. Some of you don't have somebody in your life that you, if you are confused, you can go and meet. Please advise me. There are people in this church that are making it well in what they are doing. But when they have things, they come and meet me and ask questions. Some people, they want to die in the pit of this thing. They will not ask anybody questions. So later you now ask, so this is what you are struggling with. We could have helped you. But it's now late. That pride doesn't allow some people to ask for counsel. It will be like, I don't know, Risham. It will be like, the guy will be feeling himself. You can go ahead and fall. They say there's safety when you have multitude of you have counselors surrounding you. Are you wiser than Solomon? Whether yes, by the spirit you say you are not born again, your spirit is wise. But you know that some of you know what Solomon did, you none have done. When they brought those two children, that listen, you know what you'll have done. You'll have been saying, I will not like do this kind of thing now. I mean, I don't like this kind of thing, no. You will have given the child to another person. We will have thought like that. But this man, as wise as he was, what the Bible say? The Bible said he surrounded himself with what? Wise men. Doesn't need it again. Have you noticed that if you are around smart, do you know tech people like working with tech people? Tech people, they like working with themselves. Forget that one that is sleeping with cattle. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about human beings. You see them around themselves. They have this guy doing UIUS. They have inspiring themselves. They have this guy doing this one. You see people in their career. They are having friends. Go and check people. Important people that they talk to time, they contact time to time. It's around their career. They like it. In fact, you see that most of them that are friends doing the same career, they make sometimes closely almost the same move. They travel the same time. Some of them, they do this in the same time. Some of them even like to work in the same place. Why? They are planning things together. They understand, rubbing minds. Seeing new opportunities together. But somebody is staying aloof. And you see in the company, as people are close to themselves, you see one or two people in different career that still stay aloof. They don't like relating with other people. You see them, secrets, ideas, they are not having. They like to stay aloof. I want to stay on my own. I'm a lone ranger. God not created anybody to be a lone ranger. It's pride, just out. And pride goes before fall. Praise God. Focus. What did I say? Focus. Sanagi. I'm being formal. Focus. This is where I'm going to. This is where I'm going to. Stay on it. Focus. This is where I'm going to. Move. And focus. Where am I going to? This is where I'm going to. There will be distractions. Focus on that thing. You are studying a course. This course, an online course for a tech, this thing, it's going to take 6 months. Focus on that 6 months. And this line that people say, this man, I'm not doing this thing. God, I don't have time. That's a responsible person. Nobody should take that person serious. No, but you take that person serious. I will come here to preach. Sometimes I come here doing prayer, doing this thing. These people, they know. I will wake up in the night when I was doing this thing. From that night, almost sometimes the next morning, reading. Got down to fail. I say, Pastor failed. And I say, Pastor. I will still wake up to read as a graduate. Got on to take another degree. Reading in the night. Somebody that would like to just be saying, they will explain to the time, they say, I don't have time. I'm busy. Why did you not register for this thing? Focus. You can create your time. Time is not enough. You must create time. From that time, you must create time. Manage your time. Time management is a gift that if you don't have. Time management. I should do this time. I should do this. I should rest. Discipline is another thing to know. And this is what is missing. Can you drop your phone sometimes? I did something. If I say drop your phone for 48 hours, some of you will die. 48 hours. Focus. You know, you just know that there's no life. Look at when MTN did that MTN server that was non-service. People are just refreshing their phone. Like, ah! How will we cope? Is it Airtel you are using? Please, hotspot. Save my life. They have captured this world, captured their mind. That by data, they can, by internet, they can control them. Discipline. Sometimes just stop. Sometimes just say, they invite, come, let us go somewhere. You know you are doing something, you are working on something. Sometimes what you are working up in sitting down and thinking, you need movement alone. This is the thing. If every young man can have movement, they have alone, to not just sleep, to just think. At least every man in a week should have at least 4 to 5 hours. I say in a week, I'm not saying every day. And there's nothing bad they're doing that every day. That you used to think that this is the next, writing things down. Just moving. Abba, may I go this place? May I go play ball here? May I go do this thing here? It's good to do all these things. But can't do that every day. They're not responsible. Discipline. Gossips. What's the name of this woman? This pastor that's a billionaire and this pastor's billionaire. It's popular. Ma? Awochika. As a 20 something years, she was already a millionaire. Doing what men to do, furniture company. Now she's into different things. A billionaire, a woman. You can know that the way the woman is thinking is not like the way girls are thinking. Some people are older than their age. They are disciplined. Discipline makes you older than your age. Discipline is discipline that will make you have money and not spend it. Because you know you don't need that thing. God, some people don't have that kind of discipline. You know, what are you now doing with all your money? They cannot show anything for it. What would they be doing? They would now be scamming people. Lying to collect money from people. Discipline. Can you say no? That power of saying no. That self-control. Look at it. No, no, one of the greatest mistakes any youth can make now, as a guy, I'm coming to get, as a guy, is to impregnate somebody. You have not even known where you are going to. Do you understand? You are not yet balanced. You now brought a woman and a child. One of my students those days which I just said, see where you ended your life, where God can still help you from here. But this is a very wrong decision. This is, do you understand? You will not die. Have you heard that thing? Somebody was teaching me when I was in school. My lecturer called me. I was in 500 level. He said, it doesn't do you like you want to vomit. He said, vomit? I said, no, I don't understand. He said, serious? Yes, serious. And before I know it, lecturers have gathered in the office. He was telling them, this guy said he did not have a girlfriend. He said, you know, it don't do like you vomit. There are things you need to bring out. If you don't bring out, see, you will die. Oh. If you are listening to that space, those people, the people around you will eventually look like them. I've sat down in school before, and everybody stood up around me and let me on that chair. Say, Baba, you gay, Lomaje. Olo won't get friend. They are now making it look like it's a bad thing. And what only girlfriend is, at least I've known 18 to Nilele in school year. This semester. Semester. Is that one life? Why can't you wait? And these things people call big boys. Do you understand? How many boys are bad guy? Bad guy. You're just changing gears. You're stupid. You're a stupid person. Should you be happy that you're a bad guy? Oh God. God have mercy. You don't have an excuse, though. There are many people waiting for you. You don't have an excuse to be poor. You don't have an excuse to be broke. You must be hungry. Hungry. You don't have an excuse. I say, boy, that pastor, the man cannot talk. He has cerebral palsy. He said, if I can preach and change my word with cerebral palsy, anything, say, I wanted to play the video, but I was not able to send it to them early. He cannot talk normally. He's talking like, have you seen the video? Oh, that video really touched my heart. He cannot talk very well. His tongues. He has cerebral palsy. This man said, if I can stand and do my ministry, he said, he told God, God cannot do it. I have cerebral palsy. See the way I'm talking. See the way my life is. God said, go. It's not facial palsy. The one around me outside, he has his facial palsy. cerebral pass. And he said, if I can change my mind, he said, you don't have excuse. What do you want to say? My dad didn't have money. Are you the only one? There are people that came from the slums and now they are billionaires today. Look, show me a man that like giving excuse. That guy is not going anywhere in his life. If we excuse, Bible said, the lazy man will say, don't let me go to the street. He said, for there's a lion there. I cannot go there. Like giving excuse. He said, there's a lion outside. There's danger outside. It's because you don't know that your greatness is tied to your responsibility. And let me just tell you, uncles will disappoint you. If you are growing up, you understand. Some of you think you have uncles because they are sending money to you. Because if you get to a time, you know that, come on. That is a scam. Start learning how to take responsibility for yourself early. If you are angry that somebody is not giving you money, I can't imagine somebody still like that in this generation. Attitude. Have wrong, right attitude. Attitude determines, right attitude. We bring it. He said, attitude determines your attitude, Rabbi. Everybody say, know your path. All of us will not follow the same path. Oh. Let me tell you this. He said, there's a way that cement right. Let me tell you this. That thing called consistency. Speed. God, give me speed. Consistency. What again? Motivation. This element, are they good elements? They are good elements, but they are bad on the wrong path. This is where the guy should go. And this is where the guy should go. And they release anointing upon him. Anointing for speed. Anointing for this thing. And the guy is speeding on the wrong side. He's consistent on the wrong side. That, I've told you, motivational speakers will destroy your life. Have you heard the word, never give up? That's the reason why some people will be broke. Some people should give up. Do you understand? On this thing they are doing. So that they start, do you understand? They are on a wrong course. Give up on this course and start, do you understand? I just know that this thing will work. Whether you like it or not, when something bash you, you still give up on that. So that people will not say, I started, I stopped. It's better for you to stop now and now do the next thing well than just trying to defend your ego, doing the wrong thing. It's not, you will not be the first man to fail. You will not be the first man to do a business and not work out. Well, Jesus Christ died for the whole world and the whole world said, not still accept him. So if you live in your past. What's a fresh adventure in your future? Some of you are still young. Adventure. You should be doing things. Fresh things. There's so much waiting for you. There are many things you will change in your family that you should change if you will step up. Keep moving. And stop comparing yourself with this. Remember, I've seen elephant grass before. If you put elephant grass and it's just growing, small, it's burning out. And I mean, rice, you know that rice. At that level, when all of them, two of them are small, they look alike. But wait, give them time. There's one that would be different. Do you understand? That's consistent. It will not separate. Do you understand? That this one is more valuable. It's rice. There's some people that are like vegetables. In 2 weeks, they will make it fast. Boom! But vegetable. They have value, but they have that kind of value. Some, it is in months. Things like maize, corn, that president promised us. And there are some years. Things like cassava. It can take a year. Come on. But there are some that are called permanent crops. Mango, etc. Those ones will take sometimes 2-3 years. But those ones, you will look for the vegetable. They have harvested, it has gone. You look for the maize, it has gone. But this one will always remain. Cassava, it has gone. But this one, from generation to generation, they'll be taken from it. That's how you build your life. Build your life on something that will last. Stop playing around. Start taking your life seriously. Any day a young man, start erasing the mentality of a small child and start taking responsibility as a man. What if I don't have a father? What will my life be? What if I don't have a mother? What will my life be? What if I don't have anybody helping me? Does that mean I will be poor? If you can challenge yourself with those questions, you will push that sleep, stupid sleep, that yearly sleep. You will deal with it. Some of you should know now. Some of you have so acted irresponsibly that you know that your problem is not resources. You have wasted resources. It's you that you are the problem. Change and become a better person. Take the supernatural resources. Do the things you do in the natural and let it come together. And that's when you say you have another explosive blast in your life. I want to pray about what you have heard.
Thank you. We trust that the word you've heard has blessed and encouraged you in your walk with Christ. Remember, you are a royal priesthood, called to shine His light in the world. Bye for now.